Why not? Because the Torah says, just a few moments, Sarah. In Vayikra Yutes Poshe Yedgimu, Loisashi Kesreyacho Veloisigzeil, Loisolim Pulasocher Itcho Adbeikya. Now the question is, the Torah says Reyacho. Now, why does the Gemara make a distinction, insofar as Akum is concerned, between Afkes, Alvose, and Gezli? Why? Why should there be a difference? The answer is, the Rambam says, when is one evil is Sashik Esriacho, and when is one evil is Sigzeil? If, let's say, he grabs something, Yechifetz, from the other person, then his evil is Sigzeil. But suppose he borrowed $1,000 from another person, he became Beheta, and he doesn't pay him, and he doesn't intend to pay him, then his evil is Sashik. So Sashik has reference to Afkos Alvose. Sigzeil has reference, not Afkos Alvose, but to a Gezel of Bien. So, the Torah says Riacho in respect to Eishek. But the Torah doesn't say Loisigzeil Riacho. It only says Loisashik is Riacho. But it doesn't say Loisigzeil Riacho. That explains the Machlokes Hanoyim as to whether Gezel Akum is Mutar, Gezel Akum is Asa. One Mandoma says that even Gezel of Bien is also is muta. Why? Because he holds that the Riacho modifies not the Lisashik. It modifies the Lisigzel also. And you see one man Domar and Amkabel after Fudalev holds that the Riacho modifies even Lisolim Tulasocher Itchad Beikia. So it certainly modifies the Lisigzel. Lisigzel. And the other man Domar, who says Gezlakum is also, it can be explained that way. So he holds that the Riacho only modifies the Lisashik, not Lisigzel. So vis-a-vis Lisashik, so it's Riacho v'Leakum. But vis-a-vis Lisigzel, there is no Riacho v'Loishalakum. So Mele, that's why he says that Gezlakum is also. Now, the Gemara says, but that's why Gezel Akum is Oseh, Afkos Alvose is Mutar. Because Afkos Alvose is Nichlal in Lysashik. Here there is Gezel Sakosu for Friacho. Mashen King Gezel of Eben, that's Nichlal in Lysigzel. The Torah doesn't say Lysigzel is Friacho. The Torah doesn't say, but the question is, the Gemara that Kufu Dalet, Omedalet, in Amkabel, in Mitzie, comes to the Maskone, Haine Gezel, Haine Ishik. The Lomo Cholke Akosuf, Lava or Lushin Lava. Lava Shin Lava. So that means that when one is Ishik Scha Sochir, even though he doesn't Gazel Ben, so he's able to see also. But a few holes, there's still a difference. If somebody takes away a Ben, even if the person doesn't know that it is. He doesn't know it is. That's why I think that the extra girsah that was put in by someone in the brackets, hifkit, is not the correct correction. That hikif is all right, but hifkit is not all right. Because what does hifkit mean? An akum deposited, let's say, a watch with the Yisrael. Israel. And then the Akum is the owner of the watch. He died. He has his son. The son doesn't know that the watch of his father is in the possession of the Jew. So he does. He's not a veya. So then it will be koibov in any way if he doesn't return. Because he retains a bien in his possession. That's always almas, whether he knows or he doesn't know. When you retain a bien that belongs to somebody else, even if the owner of that BN doesn't know about it, that's almas. Mashain came when it's a question of Chibudim. Question of Chibudim, then it depends. You do not take away a ben, you have to pay him. Milvoli choini. But you have to pay him. So you have to give him your own money, your own coins. Not the coins that belong to the lender. No. So he was kind of those coins. So he doesn't retain the end. But he owes a chay. So then, it's almost if the abrigee, the one to whom you owe, knows about it. So then there is almost. But if he doesn't know about it, then it's not almost. So that's why the Rav Yo says that the whole aloha of course, Alvose is muter, is only in a situation where the Akum doesn't know that the Yisrael owes him. Then it's not a halmes. But if the Akum knows, he says, I don't care, I'm not paying you. So then, it's also not just because of Chil Hashem, but it's also a mitzad gezel, because then it's the halmes. So then it comes within the love of Lisigzel, and Lisigzel, there is no aloha of Reacho, only vis-a-vis Lisashik. This is the first Lashon Rav Yo. The second Lashon Rav Yo is that because Dumye Lochalto Es Ami, because the second Lashon Rav Yo assumes like the Achrinim that even Mandoma who says Gezlakum is Osea, so it's not on the basis of Lissis, because the Riacho that is mentioned in connection with Lissashik modifies Lissis too. But there is another posik. So we learn out Dumye, the Wachalta's army should their house. But vis-a-vis Ebien, so even if the Akum doesn't know it's almost, but vis-a-vis Shibudim, if he knows it's their house, if he doesn't know, it's not their house. Now, this Rav Yo is Nifsak in the Ramon. In Reish Piveis, I think. In Reish Piveis, in Shulchan Aruch. Reish Pigimel, Sif Aleph. Yisroel sheyachayev la'akum, umeis, im einakum yedi mize, einechayev lifrei al yershov. Mordechai perikam edivushim. So the heter of course, I'll go say, is only muter when the Akum doesn't know. When the Akum doesn't know. Okay, I'm sorry. That one. All right. Tomorrow, so we'll continue this. I'm sorry. Now, we saw the Mordechai in Dushan mentions Tulishenis. In other words, we saw from the Mordechai, in the name of the Rav Yo, and there are more paskins in Reish Begimel, like the Mordechai, that the Rav Yo limits the scope of Hafkas Alvosi Shor. It doesn't mean that Bimafkiya Echeiv is Muta, generally. Only in case where the one to whom the Echeiv is due doesn't know about it, and he's not going to find it out. Let's say, if a Yisrael borrowed 1,000 zuz from an Akum, so he owes the Akum 1,000 zuz, and then the Akum died, and he has his son. So Akum here is a son of Vatere, but the son doesn't know about it, and he's not likely to find it out either. The Yisrael knows about it. So in such a case, Hafkos Alvoi is muta. Only because it's a body, not a bien. Mashenke. If it is a bien, so then it'll be osa, even though the son doesn't know about it. So because of that, the right girl says hikit, not hifkit. Somebody put in hifkit, changed it from hikit to hifkit. I don't think that the correction is correct. The way it's written in the text, hikif is all right. Hikif means he bought merchandise on credit. So in other words, so he owes the Akum money for the merchandise. And then the Akum died. And the son of the Akum doesn't know that the Yisrael owes his father money for merchandise. So there is no ben. It's only a chayv. So in such a case, the Jew is allowed to be maftia dalvoy. But if the son owes, then he's koyeh be'ovei, ovin gezel, not just chil Hashem, but ovin gezel. Now, let's see the lashon of the Mordechai, of the Ravyo. Now, this Ravyo is very important because there are more paskens like that. It's not just one Shiles HaRishenim. Page 2, on top of the Mordechai, the second line, Omar Rabbe, Evit Kechovim, Yere Shesovit Vater, Kosaf Mar Barapsodik, Din Hikif. So in brackets he put down Hifkit, but I don't think it's correct, the change. Oy Hilvo, Evit Kechovim Yisrael, Umeis, Imeine Marzel Yershov Kore Bobi. And what Ovin does it mean? It means Ovein Gezel, as it is mentioned soon, because of Ravyo, Dafkein Yodual Yoshin, Oila Achirim. Some Mele, the Achirim might tell him, Shehu Chayev, Kibim Shetevin Eisei, have a Gezel, Vikaimelon, now. So he uses the Loshin Kibim Shetevin Eisei. But it doesn't mean Dafke, they claim, because. Suppose it's your dual Yoshim Lachirim, and they didn't claim. But as long as there is a possibility they'll claim, so it's already considered their halmes. Kim Shetevin, they say, have a gezel. Vikaimelon bagezel basra, dexilas vikhovim osel. So he calls it gezel. So we see that your dua to Achirim, so it's not because of Chil Hashem, but because of Gezel. Avalim yodua liyoshim oy leachirim loy mikre gezel. So in other words, the Ravyo limits the din of hafalkas kalvasi shoy. It's not of general scope. Not to pay a chayv is muta bayinakum. No, it's only if the one to whom the chayv is due, the Avligi, to whom the Shibudim are due, doesn't know about it. So then there is no element of almes, of force, of violence. So then it is mutat mafkir alway. So by Yisrael, even suppose one Yisrael borrowed 1,000 zuz from another Yisrael, and then the malve died, and the son doesn't know about it. So then it's koyeh bovin gezel, without almes, because there is a nisea, even without almes. So it's koyeh bovin. It's koyeh bovin gezel. Mashein kim by akum. So there is a loche that hafkoes alvosei, where there is no element of almus, of violence, of force. So then is muta. There is no almes. Why? So the Ravyo mentions two separate lishenis. Avol miyadu al yoshim lachirim limikre gezel. Limikre gezel rak miyad liyad. Dirsi vayigzel esachanis miyad amitzri. Vidum ye diochalto eso amim. Shoyonet lim bizreya. So first he says, it's not called gezel. Rak miyad liyad. And then he says, dum ye diochalto eso amim. So, I mean, why does he mention Chaltas Amin? But the question is this. Now, the Ravyo Paskens, Gezel Akum is Osa. And Gezel Akum is Osa, Midrais. so vom der Rashi in Sanhedrin darf man sein, so it's mashma, the Rashi is very difficult there, there is stira. So, I mean, Rabbi Yonatan Friedman or Chaim Volozhiner discuss the stira in the Rashi, but from that Rashi, from one Rashi, it's mashma, that even the Mandoma who says Gezlaku Mizosea, but it's not Midrash. That's very strange. So the Goyen says that this Rashi is contrary to the Gemores. The Gemores says, Hin Yechol Mandoma Nasichas Apeilim Daf Pizayin Gezlaku Moser El Mandoma Gezlaku Muter. But there it's a question of Midrash. The Posik of Kisovi became Riacho Mishalakum. So we see that if Gezlakum is Osir, it means Osir Midrash. Because assuming that it's only Osir Midrabonon, so the same kashi would apply to the Mandoma Gezlakum Osir also. But Midrash is not Osir. So why do we need a Posik? Reacho Mishalakum. So it's a Gemara Mefreshes. Obviously, the Rashi must be explained. I think that the Rashi that says that midrabonon there is one mandoma who says it's osir because Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin has reference applies the Gemara not to Gezlov Ibn but to Gezlov of course Alvose. So that, and you see Rashi mentions Yisroel Bakum Muter Dirsiv Luisashi Kes Riacho. Riacho v'lo yishalakum. But so Luisashik, that the Rambam mentions Luisashik in respect to Hafkoes Alvoye. Hafkoes Alvoye. So Mele, that's why Rashi says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin that the Rabbono Nikle Mandoma Bivolokame Diosa. Who is the Mandoma Bivolokame? Who is the Diosa? That's Mitnechil Hashem. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. And this Rashi in Bavakame explains the Gemara. Is the Yam Shishleimi is Midayik. That when does Rabbi Shmuel allow to be Bol of Bakifin? Only in the case of pattering the Yisrael, where the Yisrael is the Nitva, not in the case where the Yisrael is the Teveya. So then, even Rabbi Shmuel is made the Yitzosa to be Bol of Bakifin. So that's why Rashi says, "Umid Rabbono Nikol Mandoma Dosa." I mean, we have to say that, otherwise the Rashi is contrary to several Gemaras. All right, now, so here he says, "Avol min yedua liyosh lachirim limikre gezel, limikre gezel rak miyad liyad, tichsiv ayigzel esachanis miyad amitzri." So this is the first loshin in Rav Yom. In other words, why is muter Hafkoas Alvoye, in case where the Yeresh doesn't know, the element of almas, of violence, of force, is lacking, because it's not called Gezel. It's not called Gezel. Now let's see Loshon HaRambam. Rambam says, Pirkei Aleph Milrezil Vaveide, Halach Aleph, Kol Agizel Es Chavir Eshov Leprut Eiva Veleisese, Shenem Alu Yisigzel, In Leikin Alav Ze, Shari Akosuf Nitki Leese, Shim Gozal Chayev Laharzir, Shenem Alu Yisigzel Es Agzil Asher Gozal, Zu Mitzvah Sasei, Vafilu Sorof Agzele In Leike, Sharu Chayev Lishalem Demeo, Vicholav Shinitlo Nitashlum In Leikin Olof, The also Rigzel Kol Shud in Teo, Afilo Akum also Gezel Yoshki, Vim Gozel Yoshki Yarza, Izel Gezel, Zalikeach Momen Odom Hazoke, כי אין שחוטף מיודים יטאוטלו אם שנכנס לשוסי שלו יוצאים הביילים ונוטלו משום כלים אוי שתוקף בעבדי ולהמתי ונשתמש בהן אוי שיורד לסכסודי ובאוכל פרוסאו וכל קייצי בזה הוא גזל כי אין אין שלמה ויגזל לסכניס מעל המצו So how does the Rambam visualize Lois Sigzel in connection with the Gzele of Ibn? But Lois Ashek, how does he visualize? Is there a Ishek? Is there a Shebom Momin Chavir Isikodi Batsina Bailim? Vichim Shetavu Kova Shamomin Eskub Chazoku Liyazire. Kigin Shehoyolei Biat Chavir Haovoye Uyishchires Vutele Vin Yochel Heitzimenu Mipni Shualom Vikoshe Val Zeh Nema Lois Ashek Esriyacho So the Rambam mentions the love of Lois Sigzel in connection with the Ben, with a specific object of the other fellow, and the love of Lois Ashek in connection with Shibuyim. But the Rambam is difficult because The Rambam from the Rambam Mitzmashma here, that Lois Sigzel only applies to Ibn, not to Shiburi. And Lois Ashek applies to Shiburi. But the Gemara says in two places, in Hamkabil, Daf Kufyu Dalef from Dalef, Omar Rove Omar, Haine Gezel, Haine Ishek, Vilome Cholki Akosov Lava Bishni Lab. And the same Gemara is Nizaneshach. Tafsa Mahalat. Normally, the cause of Rachmon a love because love the Ishek. So then the Gemara then says, Haini Gezla Haini Ishek, Viloma Cholke a cause of love or Vishni love. So we see that when somebody is Mafki al Voye, he's even not only Lisashi Kesreacho, but he's even Lisigzo as well. He's even a sigzel as well, and because he's even a sigzel as well, and when somebody gazels a chayfetz ben, so he's even not only a sigzel, but he's even a sashik as well. In other words, the subject matter of a sigzel and the subject matter of a sashik is riacho is einach. It's to love, but the Rambam appears not appears says. איזהו גזל זרקיח ממנו אדם בחזוקו, כי אין שחוטף מיודים מטלטלים, אוי שנכנס לרשוסי, שלא יברצין הביילים, ונוטל משם כלים, אוי שתוק הבאבדים ומתם נשתמש בהם, ושאול שרסרבי, הוא אכל פרסר על איץ וזהו גזל, איזהו אישק, זה שבו מרחבי לסחיות יברצין הביילים, and he doesn't pay him. So that's contrary to the Gemara. And then, the Gemara also says, The old Gemara also says in Amkabe that Kol Akeivi Shasochir. If somebody has a worker and he doesn't pay him his salary, he doesn't pay him altogether, and he doesn't intend to pay him. So Eva Beheshemis, he's Eva Beheshemis, he's Eva of the love of the Sigzel, Luisashik Esreyacho, that's invasion, and he's Eva the love in Kiseitze, in Dvorim, Luisashik Scharoni Levyeim. Miachicho, Migilcho, Ashabarzecho. So it's Lois Sigzel, Lisashik Esreacho, and Deishim, Lisashik Scharon, Levyein, in Kiseitze. So it's three lavim. And then Lisolim Plasochir, in Deishim. So it's four shemes. And Beyemitit Nishore, is five shemes. And the Rambam himself, mentions it in Luchas Chiras, I think very good Aleph, that Kol Akeivi Yischasochir Eiva Behei Sheimeis. So how does the Rambam say, and one of the Hei Sheimeis is Lois Sigzel, How does the Rambam say in Pirkei Aleph Milchas Gzeira that Lisigzel is in respect to Ibn and Lisashik is in respect to Shibudim, when the Gemara says Haini Gezel Haini Ishek? So that's the Shuvah in Chacham Tzvi. We don't have it, the Shuvah in Chacham Tzvi. It's a Reb Chaim Volozhiner in this siman, Chutam Shulash praises the Shuvah of the Chacham Tzvi. He praises it very much. So the Chacham Tzvi says very simple thing. He says there are certain lavim in the Torah which Lifi Pshute have referenced one thing, but the Gemara deduces it Udroshes that it should apply to something else. It should apply to something else. So then, Malkus is only chayev for the Yiseah that is implicit in the Pshutei Shel Mikra. But the other Yisurim that are Nichlal in the Lav, it's not implicit in the Pshutei Shel Mikra, it's not chayev Malkus. For example, there are many examples, but we can mention, two examples, at least. One example is Loisashris Eseitzo, in shafting. So, what does the Torah say? Kisotzil Elia Yomim Rabim Lilochim Oleo Lisopso Luisashris Eseitzo Lindeachol of Gazen Kimimenu Seichel Veise Lisichis Keodom Itzasor Elovim Ponecho Bamotza. Luisashris. I don't know why. Is it Margul Bipumedi Inishi? There are several things like that. Baltashris. The Lashon HaKosuf is not Baltashris, but Loisashris. Why everybody says Baltashris? The Lashon HaKosuf is Loisashris. Loisashris. So the love, it could be that the reason as to why people are accustomed to say Baltashris, the love of Baltashris, not that they don't know they're making a mistake. They think that the Torah says Baltashris. The Torah says Loisashris. But because there is aloha, it's a chumre. There is aloha called Psuket Loipaskimisha Loipaskina. So Mele, they deliberately say it incorrectly in order not to quote part of the Pasuk, not to involve in the Shaile of called Psuket Loipaskimisha Loipaskina, and then to quote the whole Pasuk. So first of all, not everybody knows the whole pasuk verbatim, and then he just has to mention the fact of Baltashris. Why should he mention the whole pasuk? Yes. What? Oh, you have the Tshuva Chaim Tzvi. Okay, fine. Okay. All right. I'm not going over it inside anyway. So the Chacham, what Tshuva is it? The Dalit. Chavo. So. I see. Reb Chaim Volozhiner praises it very much, because it's simple, without to pulling, So the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, he says, what does the love, and in Sefer HaMitzvos, what does the love of Loisashris, Baltashris imply? That one is not allowed to destroy an Eitzmacher. Unless, some trees are diseased, especially in Chicago, so many trees are affected with certain diseases, so then we are allowed to tear it down. But an Eitz Macho that is not sick, We are not allowed to destroy. Not only Bishas Milchoma. Even though the Posik of Baltashkes is mentioned in connection with the siege, but it's not Davke Beis Milchoma. Even Shaloi Beis Milchoma. And the Rambam says, no, if somebody tears down an Eitz Machol, he's Chayav Malkus. Then the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, and he also says in the Chazakah, even though the Pshuto Shel Mikra implies that it is reference to an Eitz Machol, but still the Chachomim were Malbe from Luis Ashchis, every Hepzed Der Hashchos, Hakirei Akilim Hamos, he just drops, he becomes angry, so he drops it less than before, just like that. So he's also in Rabbi Tashkis. Any Rabbi Tashkis, somebody wastes money just like that. He'll take a dollar bill and throw it into the sea, just for fun. He'll be Rabbi Tashkis. He'll have the rice. So for that there is no malchus. If somebody destroys a tree, there have said is high malchus. But if he's just mafsid money, there hashchose, just like that. Just like that. So then he's either alive, but Malkus is not high. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos explains it. Why not? Because the Pshuto Shel Mikra implies that it is referenced in Eitz Machol. The Torah says, Lois Ashris is Eitzo, Eitz Machol. But through Droshes, so any Hepsid Mummy, Der Hashchose is Nichla. So Mele vis-a-vis the other Isaiah is Lafshe Becholos. And Lafshe Becholos is in Lekinov. So there's the cloud, you see, that if there is a Lafshe Becholos, so then there is no Malkus. What is a Lafshe Becholos? A love that has many Isur, like Lusichla Adam. So first of all, it implies an Isaiah against the Achil of Bezeel Meire, and then it implies an Isaiah Nafsho, while the Behemi is still after Shrite, but while the Behemi is still Mifacheses, Sanhedrin Shahoga Sanefesh, Asun Lechel Klayim, they have to fast. If Sanhedrin render a sentence against a person, so that day they're not allowed to eat or to drink. It's an Isaiah Isaac. So there is no Malkus. Why isn't there any Malkus? Because it's Lashe Becholos. It contains many Yisurim. That is, if all the Yisurim are equally implicit in the Pshuto Shel Mikra. But suppose one Yisur is implicit in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and another Yisur is Nichal through the Droshes, the Midrash HaTorah and Droshes Ben. So then vis-a-vis the Yisur that is implicit in Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's not a Lafshe Becholos, but vis-a-vis the Isar that is deduced through the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's Ben, it is Lafshe Becholos, so there is no Malkus. So, in another example would be Balti Shaktsu. So what's the Pshuto Shel Mikra of Balti? The Ikar Isar, the Ikar Lav, has referenced the Achilas Rimosi, Shkotzim Rimosi, but the Gemara in Makkah says, and the Rambam paskens it in Ruchas Macholes Asures, at the end of Macholes Asures, if somebody is Eichel, Biodayim Suoveis, with dirty hands, or he eats food on a dirty dish, so he's all saying about the Shabbos. Anything that is repugnant, so he's saying about the Shabbos. But Malkus is only Chayev if he eats Shkotzim Rimosi. But if he eats with dirty hands, he's not Chayav Malkus, because that's not the Ikalav. The Ikalav has reference to Achilas Shkotzim Rimosi, not to Achilas Yudayim Usovis. Or Hamash is the cover for there, it's a Lafshim and Maisa also. So maybe there couldn't be Malkus for another reason. But even Echol Yudayim Mitzovis, there is no Malkus, because it's a Lafshim Becholes. So Chacham Tzvi says, the Gemara says, so the Gemara says in Bamitzia in the Nesher, Haini Gezla Haini Ishi, the Loma Cholki Akos Lav Ushin Lav. But, so that means that Eishet is nichlal in Yisigzel. And Gezel of the BN is nichlal in Lysashe Kesayachal. But the Ikalav of Yisigzel has reference to the Gzele of the BN, and the Ikalav of Lysashe Kesayachal has reference to Afkos Alvos. Afkos Alvos. So that's when the Rambam and Perikalev no Hazele discusses the love of the signal is Ashik, he wants to mention what is the Ikalav of the Sixel. What is the Ikalav of the Sashik? So the Sixel is referenced to the end, and the Sashik is referenced to Afkashi Budim. Mashayim Kein, in Perikot Aleph no Chesfires, he just mentioned the Gemara that Koloi Kedish Hasokhia, in the Beheshemes, but it's not the Ikalav. It's not the Ikalav. All right, now, so when the Rambam defines Eishek as such, he defines it as Hafko HaShiburim, Hafko HaSalvoye. When he defines Gezel, he defines it as Gezel of the Be'er. So mainly the first Losh in the Rabbio says, L'mikre Gezel rak miyad liyad. The Yisrael, so, but there is one difference between the Rambam and the Rav Yom. According to the Rambam, when the Rambam defines the love of Lisashik, so he also mentions Almas. Even in respect, he mentions Almas. Almas. So when are you able the love of Lisashik? Only when is there Almas. But if it's not the Rahalmes, you're not even Luisashik Isriach. Vitove. There's a Loshna Rambam. Izeo Ishik Zeshe Bomon Havir Sikhyodi Vatsinabaili. Vichiven Shetovu Kova Shamomin Etzli Bahazoke Viloyar Zire. Viloyar Zire. Kin shoyolei biat chaveri alvoy yisrus viutei veigen v'niyochal heitzimenu mitni shu alam v'koshe. The element of almus, that's the Rambam. Mashenkin the Rav Yo holds in as much as the Gemara says hayne gezel hayne ishek and klakim ischasocher eva beishemeis. So mele, what is in final analysis according to the Rav Yo, the difference between the love of Leisigzel and the love of Leisashik? Leisigzel requires the element of Almus. Leisashik doesn't require the element of Almus. That's an afkamina between the Rambam and the Rav Yo. According to the Rambam, even by Yisrael, if, let's say, one Yisrael lent another Yisrael $1,000, Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and then Reuven died, and his son, his son doesn't know about the chayv that Shimon owes his father. So then, some melee is not aware from Shimon. So according to the Rambam, Shimon will not be able to love of Lisashik, because the element of Halmus is lacking. Rambam says, Tove. When according to the Rav Yo, the love of Lisashe is Shimon Obeira. So that's why the Rav Yos, but not the love of Lisigzel. And that's why by Akum, of course, Alvose, when the Irish doesn't know, so it's Muta. Because vis-a-vis the love of Lisashe, the Torah says Lisashe Kesreyacho. But vis-a-vis the love of Lisigzel, the Torah doesn't say Lisigzel Kesreyacho. The Loshen Aposik is Loisashik esriyacho, the loisigzel, the loisolim pula socherit ho ad boika. That's what the Torah says. So the mandoma who says gezlakum mutea, so he holds that the riyacho modifies the loisigzel also, even though it's mentioned right after loisashik, but it modifies the loisigzel also. The mandoma who says gezlakum is osea, but of course, Alvotze is Mutea. He holds the triacho modifies only lisachik, not lisigzel. But if he knows about it, there's an element of homus, then there is lisigzel and of course shibudim also. But if he doesn't know, the Irish doesn't know, there is no element of homus. Then there is only lisachik. So by Yisrael, it's also. But by Akum, it's mutar, because the Torah says lisachik es riacho, not Akum, yes.
Now that Rosh Hashanah pointed this out in the Rambam, yeah. Is it possible to say not the opposite, but differently? In other words, according to the Rav Yor, when he says Gezel means Oshik also, and if it's Lo Yoda, there's no Diraisa altogether, and that's why it's Mutter.
No.
But according to the Rambam, on the contrary, even Ba'alus, Hafkas Albo would be Mutter. Because Oshik, there's no view of the Reach, because
all the
Reach
and all the Poskim say.
But we don't ask like
No. All the poskim, all of them say, all of them, including the Bir Agor, that the Rambam Shiti is that of course Alvose is also Midraise.
But where do we see that?
Afilu Akum also Ligozle Uloshke.
Yes.
Vim Gozle, no. Afilu Akum also Ligozle Uloshke.
What is
all right, okay, all right. But, all right. That you could say. I didn't say the contrary. Yeah, but I only mentioned that there's a... One second. I only said that there is a basic difference between the Rambam and Rav Yoh. According to the Rambam, even the love of Lisashik requires the element of homus. According to the Rav Yoh, only the love of Lisigzel involves the element of homus, but the love of Lisachik not. Now the question is this: so, by Yisrael, of course, Alvos is Osa, even without homus, even if the Yiddish doesn't know. I mean, it goes without saying. I mean, no one will say that according to the Rambam, if one Yisrael lends money to another Yisrael, and then the Malve dies, and the son of the Malve doesn't know about the Chayim, that the Leve can be Mafkir Alvoya, Chas V'Sholem, I mean, what? What is that? No, I'm not talking about Neves Das. Well, how does it involve Neves Das? He's quiet. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't tell him. So there is no Issa of Neves Das. There is no Issa of Neves Das. But they certainly also, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, I'm not, I don't even have a machshav ezore for a moment that it would be mutar to be mafkir d'alvoy of Yisrael in a case where the Yiddish doesn't know. I mean, that goes without saying. So the question is, but what love does it involve? What love does it involve according to the Rambam? Vishlim according to the Rav Yoh, it involves love of Lisashik es Riacho. But according to the Rambam, what love does it involve? Well, the answer is this. First of all, it will involve the love of Lisachmeid. Because Lisachmeid, according to the Rambam, one is able Lisachmeid, even if the owner finally agrees to give it away or to sell it to the Mikabel. As long as the Mikabel exerted undue pressure, you know. He kept on nudging him, and then the owner of the article wanted to get rid of him. You know, sometimes a certain nudnik starts nudging, and he wants to get rid. So he says, all right, I'll sell it to you. So, the likeach is evil is achmed. There is certainly no element of homus. He even was maknim. He's b'tzene. But the consent was procured through excessive pressure. It's not Yatsini Akeim. where there is no element of almus, but Lysachme it is there. So by Israel it is Oseh, it is Oseh and the score of Lysachme. But anyway, the Rambam's din is a chiddush, that even Lysachme involves the element of almus, but Rav Yoshi is only Lysigzel involves the element of almus, but Lysachme not.
Why
couldn't that be
the
right thing? The Rabbi only mentions quite one Gezel, but means also, if I below Yodah, there's no please with the Rambam. That there's no available Sasha Peter. The Rabbi never says that the favorite that there's a Labayat that Lavas, Losasha, Lavas. It's just that he's a good way to explain the Rabbi, but he's not the favorite. Now he said it's the Rambam, maybe the Rabbi also says that. I mean, why? Because the question is, what's the difference? The answer is, because Gezel always involves, Gezel of Ibn, always involves the element of Almus. Even if he doesn't know, let's say Hidki. The etzem taking of a chayfetz is Almus, is Chomus. The etzem taking. But some mele, there is Lysizl. And Lysizl, there is no aloha of Riacho. Mashenkin by Shibudin, if the obligee doesn't know, so there's no Almus.
So, what is it? The same way the Rambam.
No, no,
the
no. No, I mean,
and
so,
and
Riacho
goes on Lo Sasha again, and what is it? But by Lo Yota, there's nothing.
No, no, I mean, it's more posh this way.
Because
the Rambam is a big chiyesh. The Rambam is a big chiyesh. He has the kasha in the Rambam. Why the Rambam says the chazoka? Yeah, that's right. All right. That's one, the first lush. Then the Rabbi says, V'dum yed v'ochal to es ha'amim sh'unetlim b'zraya. But that's another explanation. Why? Because the question is this, and that is discussed by Rabbi Yonatan Flipman in the Kutam Cholesh and by Rabbi Chaim Alojner. The question is, of course, most Rishonim Paskin that get like the Mandoma Gezel Akum is Osa. And Osa Midrais. I mean, the Pesach of the Rambam, the Pesach of the Tur of the Shulchan Aruch. There are a few Rishonim who Paskin like the Mandoma Gezel Akum is Muta. Gezel Akum is Muta. So, that's the Yerein. And from the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin, it's Mashma. That the aloha is like the mandoma, gezlakum is muta. But most Rishonim Paskin, like the mandoma, are that gezlakum is osam natel. But the discussion among the achreinim, and that's the whole Chakra Vitalia discussion between Rabbi Yontef Lipman, the Kapularov, and Rabbi Chaim Alojner. The question is this, when we say gezlakum is osam natel, is it on the score of the love of Lysixil? Or it's a separate isya that is deduced from the Chishav Mikineu, from the Chalto Eskola Ami. So that's like an isya rese. That's like an isya rese. I think the Chacham Tzvi also discussed it. Now, because you see the Rambam in Hilchas Gneive, at the beginning of Hilchas Gneive, he says like this: "Kolagini if momen mishavekute ulemaylo eiver aloisese shenema aloisignevu v'inleikin alavze sharinitan litashlumin shaganov chiyafti teo lishalim v'echod agin if momen Yisrael oy agin if momen akum v'echod agin if zagot lo yisakot." So the Pashtes Loshna Rambam indicates that Gneive's Gneive from an Akum, if one steals from an Ayvet Chavi, he is able to signate the same love that he is able when he steals from a Jew. That's in regard to Gneive. Let's see a Loshna Rambam by Gezel. Kol HaGezel es Chaviri Shove Prute Eiva Beleisese Shenema Lo Yisigzeo En Leikin Alav Ze Shari Akosuk Nitki Leese Shim Gozal Chayev Harzir Shenema Veheishi Vesakzeilo Asha Gozal Zumi Sesese V'afilu sora fakzeila in leike shari yuchayr mishalim demeo v'cholav shitklashlum in leike nalav then aloch beis v'yoso ligzeil kol shehud in teo afilu akum oso ligzeil yuloshke v'im gozla yuloshke yarzir gozla yuloshke yarzir. So the the Rambam doesn't say Louis Sigzel is Eira. So some Achayim say, and Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, I think they both say the same thing in the Chutam Chodesh, that while the Shitas Rambam is that Gezel Akum is Osam Nateiro, and they are all Masik and the Keset Mishne, who says that from the Loshon of the Keset Mishne, I mean, that from the Loshon of the Rambam it's Mashma, that it's not Osam Nateiro, even though it's not so clear, because he means not Nateiro, it's not Mifurish Mateiro, like the Rambam Shite, that anything that is deduced to the Midrash Hateiro and Reshes there, all right, but some say that that is the Pshat of the Mishneh. And the Bir Agro himself is Masik and the Mishneh. He says in Rambam it's explicitly mentioned in several places the Sosan HaTorah. But Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner and Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman, I think they both assume that according to Rambam there is a distinction between Gneivas Akum and Gzeiras Akum. Gneivas Akum not only is Osam Raisi, he is able with his neighbor, because the Torah doesn't say Riacho in connection with his neighbor. With his neighbor, the Torah says in Deishi, Mashein Kin Zilas Akum. So, since Riacho is mentioned in the Posik, true that the Riacho is mentioned immediately after Lysashik, but it's in one Posik. Lois Asherik es Riacho, Lois Sigzeil, Lois Solim Pula Socher Yitchoat Boikia. So Mele, according to the Rambam, the Riacho has reference to Lois Sigzeil also, not only to Lois Asherik. It modifies the Lois Sigzeil also, the Riacho. So Mele, it doesn't apply to Akum. It doesn't apply to Akum. But there's an Issa Raise. Where is the Isser Raise? From the Ochalto Eskolam. From the Ochalto Eskolam. So I think this many say that in the Shitas Rambam. So that's the second Loshon Rav Yo. First he says, the first Loshon Rav Yo assumes that Gezel Akum is also around the score of the Sigzel. So that's what he says. Gloi Mikre Gezel Akum Yad Liyad, Chsivai Gezel Akum Yad Mitzri. Then he says, that's in accordance with the Shite, that even though we pass like the Mandoma, Gezel Akum is Osea, but even the Mandoma who says Gezel Akum is Osea, he also agrees with the Mandoma that Gezel Akum is Muter, that the Riacho modifies not only the Lisashik, it modifies the Lisigzel as well. But it's Osea because of his special Droshe. From the Ochalto Eskolami. From the Ochalto Eskolami. Now and then, according to Rambam, it might be, as Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman and Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner say, that the Sigzel doesn't apply, but there is an Issa D'Oraisa anyway, Din Torah, he says. But they say, the Ochalto Eskolami, as the Rabbi Yom says. According to Rambam, there might be another Issa. Another is, I mean, no one mentions that, but I think that could be the Shitas Rambam. Now, I mentioned once in the Shir and Dushi, in connection with Eishe Sakum, so the Gemara in Dushi, so that Chof says, V'choshar, ורואיסו בשיביו איש הסיפסדיה אפילו איש השיש. So Teisve says the Kashe, why do we need a special posik that even by איש השיש there is the heter of יפסדיה, but there is הלוכה שאינף שאיש ישראל פרט לאיש אחר. So the חיוב מיסה for איש השיש does not apply to an Eishes Akum, because there is no Gdushin for an Akum. So the Ravon says that Asher Yinaf Asher Eishes Reyu Prat Leishes Achirim only implies a Miud of Mise, but not of Lysinov. The Lysinov applies if somebody commits adultery with an Eishes Goy, so he's able Lysinov, but it's only a Miud of Mise. That's what Rav Von says. But Teisves, Teisves is chilek in Dushi. Now it's that Chofalev on the base. I said Chof, it's Chofalev on the base. The last Teisves. Eishes afil Eishes ish. The bottom Teisves. Ve'af alpi de nishes be'akum, kidis a perik dalet mises, mikol mokei mike ese dirsi vidovak be'ishtei v'loi be'ishes chaver. So Teisves doesn't give the same terrors as the Ravon and Shas gives. The Ravon says the in ishes le'akum, ashayinach pesheishes reyu prat le'ishes akum, only implies a mute of mise, but the love of Lysinov is aver. The love of Lysinov is aver. So, but Teisves is mashma that ashayinach pesheishes reyu prat le'ishes achirim is a mute not only of the chiyuv of mise. In other words, even of the love of Lysinov. Lysinov applies only to an isheshish through dush. But an Akum has no Gdusha. It's a different kind of Ishes. It's not Gdusha, not Ishes al the Gdusha. So there is no Lysinov. So the question arose, why does the Torah have to mention in Sefer Tzilos HaKosuv that through Kibush Milchomer there is a Heter Yifasteya, but since there is a Heter and the Iser of Akum, some marriage should be heter of the Isar Shishish as well, because there is no Isar Shishish by Akum as such. So Teisa says, even though the love of Lysinov does not apply by Ishes Akum, but Vitovat Bishtil Bishes Chaveira, it does apply. Now the question is raised by some against Teisves, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out from the Posik of Vitovat Bishtil Bishes Bishes Chaveira that the Beneach is Muzal Arayas, and all the arayas that the Beneach is Muzer, so is implicit in the posik of Vidovak Bishte, because that posik is mentioned in connection with Neneach. I mean, it was before Neach, Pneodo. I mean, the same thing, Neneach, Pneodo. So what bearing does it have upon Israel when this posik applies to Neneach? So I mentioned in the Shir Nidush, a very simple text, which I think is the right pshat in Teisves. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav says, "Vatanya, esa mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael b'mor. Shom som lecheik u'mishpat." Before Sinai, so certain mitzvahs were revealed. Shom som lecheik u'mishpat. So how many mitzvahs were revealed in Mor before Sinai? Esa mitzvahs. Which are the esa? Sheva shekiblu aleihem neneach, veisifu aleihem dinim v'shabes. V'kibudav dinim d'chsiv shom som lecheikum mishpot shabbos v'kibudav d'chsiv kasha tzifra d'shem alekecho v'yom alav yudei kasha tzifra v'mor daf nun veiz omud beiz. Now, so what does it mean? Dinim, v'sif aleim dinim, but dinim is one of the shela mitzvah Neneach. So the Gemara says that Neneach were only in its tava and in momenes, not in knosis, and b'moro the Jews were on Itztave and certainly in Knosses as well. Over and above, the general Dinamomines. But, Bimoro, the Jews were on Itztave. And the Sheva Mitzvah Neneach too. Why did they have to be Itztave and the Sheva Mitzvah Neneach? All people, all human beings were on Itztave. Or the Magician was Itztave, Neneach was Itztave. Why was it necessary to have a special tzivu, be more for the Zionism. Yeah? The answer is because the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnah in Chum, in Gidanoshe, mentions a very basic law. He says, Vida, you should know that we are chayef to be mal our children, and the Yemashmini, not because of the tzivu that the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed to Avraham Avinu, because nitnot heyov nischacha alocha. So Jews are only bowed by the tzivuim of the Torah. They are not bound by tzivuim that were given prior to Torah. So why are Jews mechuyev to be mal a child on the eighth day? Because of the tzivut in the Torah that was revealed by Sinai, not because of the tzivut Avraham Avinu. And he says the same thing in respect to the love of Alkin Loyechu Yisrael at Gidanoshe. That's a machleket thing, Rabbi Rabbana. I don't want to go into it. So Jews are also to eat Gidanoshe, not because of the tzivut to Yaakov Avinu. Bnei Yaakov were also to eat Gidanoshe because of the tzivu that was given, that was revealed to Yaakov Avinu. Mashenkin Jews, because of the tzivu in Sinai. Because of the tzivu in Sinai. So that means the Jews cannot be bound by tzivuim that are not tzivuim of the Torah. Goyim, they did not accept the Torah. Some they are bound by the tzivuim that were revealed to the Morishin and to Nach. But Jews, only the tzivuim of Torah that were revealed through Moshe Rabbeinu. Not after Sinai, it has to be after Sinai. There are certain mitzvahs that were revealed before Sinai. Hachilish HaZelochem, that was Mitzrayim, before Sinai. Then the mitzvah of Kibish HaChilish, and Kama mitzvahs in respect to Pesach and Korban Pesach, before Sinai, before Moroiv. So that's also Tzivuyato. Anything that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Tzivuyato. So the reason as to why in Moro the Jews had to receive the tzivuim of the Zayin Mitzvahs, but all human beings were bound by Zayin Mitzvahs. But since the Jews were chosen from all the nations, so nitnoteom nischacha alocho, and they couldn't be bound by any tzivuim that were prior to Kabbalah's Torah. But Moro, even though it preceded Matan Torah b'Sinai by close to a month. So, but that was part of the Torah, even though it was before Sinai. So, in order that the Jews should be bound by the Zayin Mitzvah Neach, that is obligatory upon even upon the Neach, so they had to receive an extra tzivu, be more. So esa mitzvah nistavu Yisrael be more. Sheva shekiblu alim neach, veisifu alim dinim vishabes vikibdav, vei extra dinim dineknosis. So that means that all the Zayin mitzvah neach are implicit in the posik of Moro, Shom Som Leicheko Mishpat. Now one of the Zayin Mitzvahs is Gezel. Some Mele. And as far as the Isa Gezel of Neneach is concerned, is there a difference between Gezel Yisrael or Gezel Akum? A Neneach is not allowed to Gezel an Akum either. Not Afke Yisrael. Some Mele, a Yisrael apart from the Posik of Yachalto Eskol Amin. So, a Yisrael is not allowed to Gezel an Akum because of the same Yisrael of Gezel of Neneach. But, as far as Jews are concerned, so it's not binding upon Jews because of the Tzivut of Neneach, because Mitoteo Mishach Alocho, but the same Zaynis in Neneach were revealed in Moro. So that's why it's awesome. Anyway, so this is that we can say in the Rambam. But the Rav Yoh says in the second Loshon, the reason as to why, of course, Alvose, when the Yeresh knows of the Chayi, is also a Bayakum, because Rochaltes Kolami. Why doesn't he? First Loshon he says, because of Lisigzel. Second Loshon he says, because Rochaltes Kolami. Because the second Loshon agrees with the Lomdes of Rabbi Yom Teflipman and Rabbi Chaim Balozhener, that even though we pass in Gezlakum is Osea, but it's not on the score of Lisigzel. Lisigzel doesn't apply to an Akum, because the Riachel that is mentioned in connection with Lisasheik applies, modifies Lisigzel as well. Lisasheik is Riachel, the Lisigzel, the Lisolim Pulasocher Yitrad Beikah. But is because of a new Issa, like in Issa that is deduced from the Ochalto Escolam. But these are the two Lishins. Now let's see how the Nadramo Paskins this din, Dravyo. The Israel shall hire Lakum Mays. In an Akum Yedin Mise in a higher Freely Yashu. More hyper Kamelish. So we explained it on the basis of Almas. That's how it's mashma from the Washington of the Rav Yoh. However, if you look into the Beragelo here in Simon Reish Pegimo, you'll see something remarkable. He explains it differently. Even though, I mean, why should he explain it differently? After all, he cites the Mordechai, and the Mordechai points out, because if he doesn't know, there is no Alme, so it's not Gezel, it's not Dumi Yochaltes Kol Ami. But he says something else. He says, Umvu Hashom, Dim Yedi Ma'aku Mizeh, V'inimar Zilem, Koye Bobe. Vinirlan is daiti, the Biragil says, this viralon, the loitiro hatiro momina akum elokin aveide, mushikosu fliil bisin and risa machvov, vichain mozosia hakein, birambam perkidale milhazele. The Rambam mentions there in connection with toyes akum shito meilo, so that's like aveides akum. In other words, if you give him a dollar, the Akum, and you tell him, give me change, and I'm not going to count it, so I'll rely on the change. So he gives him the change, then later he comes home, he counts up the change. He sees that instead of a dollar coins, so the Akum gave him $1.10. So it's muta. So it's muta. So it's muta. All right. So that's all the Ram says. But the Biragila explains this din of the Ramor, that it's only Mutar if the Akum doesn't know, because if he doesn't know, it's like Aveide, it's lost to the Akum. How is the Chayach to say Aveide in respect to Shibudim? So the Biragila holds, Monefshech, if there is a loch of Aveide, Aveide is Akum Mutaras, even in respect to a specific thing, so Alachas Kamo Vichamo, that the same heter applies to Shibun. The same heter applies to Shibun. So this is how the Biragil explains
the sma also.
Yeah, the sma.
I thought
the sma. Yeah, the sma also. The taz explains it altogether differently. The taz. Yeah, the sma also. Yeah, the sma also. Avolim yeshe akum oi shor akum yeim ze koi boven. King Kosov Shema Mordechai, we near that Tamu Kim Dak Yirish, so we for Bihol Zele, because Lak Mosa, Avolim Yedea, we Bihol Veide. Yeah. And then, but the Taz explains it altogether different. He said, Nearly, הטעם דווקא סלבוס אישור כמו שכוס הדסימן שנמתס או, מה נפשך אם פאפקו סלבוס אישור סודנית שבימות הרידמי דייר שנאוס סודנית היא זו שם שמחו להשם so he says רק במוקים שידע שיש חיל להשם שיש חיל להשם וכמשכוס סום בסימן שנמתס וסמה כוסר דיבלי יודע מותר משום דרור ויתה גוי וביודע עושר משום גזל עקום I don't see the whole ויית עומד ויתה מומנה עומד ויתה גוי עומד ויתה גוי ויתה מומנה I don't see that expression this man but it might be in the prise in the tour חשמישבט so there he might mention but here he says it's because of Aveda Sakum now Aveda Sakum is Mitaris not because of I mean that is strange anyway but the pshat of the Taz is certainly difficult because the Mordechai says so many words Koye Bovin Gezel now let's see let's turn to the Shikas Ramba Now, we went over the whole sugya of Avrochas HaMechas yesterday. Now, let's go over, let's see how the Rambam passes the whole Indian of Avrochas HaMechas. Now, just before we go over the Lashon HaRambam, so it is worth, I mentioned it yesterday, but it's important to remember what the Bir Agro says, that the Rambam had a different years in the Gemara. The difference consisted in the omission of one letter, the Dalet. In other words, whereas in our text, so the Lashon HaRambam is, Rav Asher Omar b'muches akum, deitanye, ישראל לעקום שבו הוא לא דין אם אתה לא יכול לזכיר לבין ישראל זכיר ומריקה בינינו so the Rambam was gay is רבה שאומר במוחס עקום פיר and then תניה in your union not day תניה in other words all you have to do is to remove the Dalet just the Dalet תניה that's what the Bir Agro says in the Rambam Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Rambam in Pirkei Milchazir Vavede Haloche Yudbeis No, Haloche Yudalef and Yudbeis Or let's Haloche Yud because Bamed Vamurim Let's start from Haloche Yudalef Yud might involve us in other questions I mean it will just take away time. Bamedvar mamurim sham muches kilistim bizman sham muches akum oy muches oynid meilo oy muches hoy merid machmas hamelech vein li kitzvo el rikeach ma she yirtze u maniach ma she yirtze avo meche she poski hamelech vi o ma she yitach shlishi rivia oy davakotzuv ואין מדמוכס ישראל מגליס חילק זה למלך ונדע שאודם זה נאמון ואין אם איסיף כלום על מה שגוזר המלך אין לי לחס כסגז להם לפי שדין המלך דינו ולא יעיד אלו שהוא עבר המבריח ממך הזה מפני שהוא גייז אלמונס המלך בין שהוא היה מלך עקום בין שהוא היה מלך ישראל in other words the Rambam the Yom Shishleime discusses the Rambam. Like this, we could say that the reason everybody says that the Rambam Paskins have cross alvosi of an akum is osa. The Rambam Paskins have cross alvosi of an akum is osa. So we could say because on that question whether of course alvosi is osa or not osa is a machlokes in Gemara, because the only Rav Ashi says that the Mishnah in Klayim, the Mishnah in Klayim of Rav Shimon Imra Mishum Rav Akiva Mutal Avriach HaSamechis has reference to a Muchasaka. So then even if he's not in Medneva, Mashen came according to Shmuel, so it has reference it has reference only to Muchashen Likitzvo or Muchasim in Melov. The implication being, if he's not in Melov or Yesh Likitzvo, even if he's an Ivit Chovim, so then it's also Avriach Samechas. So maybe the Rambam passes like the other Amorim. But the Rambam happens to paskin Rav Ashi Sukkimte too. And the Rambam mentions that when do we say that a muches has a din of a listing if the muches is an Ivit Chovim? So the mitzias was the Ivit Chovim, the collectors, the Kichovim collectors of taxes used to take more than they were authorized by the king. More than they were authorized. So, Mashein came, if the Muchas is the Muchas Yisrael, so this is what Rav Ashi says. This is what Rav Ashi says. Rav Ashi, the Kashi is, how does Rav Akiva say that Mutal Avriach HaSameches, but Dinen Malchus Adine, so it's Gezel from the Melech. So he says the Mishnah's reference where the tax collector is and Ivit Chovim, so he collects too much. So Mele, when you evade that tax that is unauthorized, you're not a Gazler. Mashinke, if the Muches is a Yisrael, even if the Yisrael didn't buy the tax from the king, and the Yisrael collects it for the king, and the king didn't even have it, so then the Yisrael who evades the taxes is a Gazel. So the Shitas Rambam is that if somebody doesn't pay taxes, he is a Gazel. According to the Rambam, any Jew who evades the income tax, he is a Gazel and he is proselytes. But Chas v'Shalom, I'm not passing all those who are neglectful because they are shegegim. They think that they know the din and that it's muta. So b'shegeg one does not become a rosh of the chomos. But if somebody would know the din, then he would become proselytes if he doesn't pay the taxes accurately. Anyway, So the Rambam does pass like Rav Ashi, but still he holds that Avroch HaSameches involved in Yisrael Gezel. So that's why the Rambam says, in Aloch Yedaleh, V'neida she'odom ze ne'emon ve'neisif kum al mashikoz ha'melech eini v'cheskes gazlen l'vishi din ha'melech dinu. So the question is raised against the Rambam, but that's not like the Gemara. So according to the Rambam, the reason is why Rav Ashi says that it's mutal avriach hasameches if the muches is an akum is not because of course alvosi is mutar, but because an akum ordinarily is a gazlan. He collects more than he's authorized. But suppose we know that the Akum is an honest person, he doesn't collect a penny more than what is authorized by law, then you're not allowed to be mavriyah de mechas. You're not allowed, and it's gezel. Rambam says, he's a gazlan. is he Gazlan? Now what difference does it make whether the collector is a Jew or is an Akum? As long as he's honest. But Nastam an Akum is not honest. He's not honest. So, but the Gemara says is because of Hafkos Alvosi. So that's the kasha that they always, including the Kesef Mishnah. The Piyago, in order to answer that kasha, so he said that the Rambam had a different Gersa. He wasn't giving us Deitanye, but Tanye, so it's a new Indian. So, Memele, that's a new Indian, so Hafkos Alvosi has no bearing on the Indian of Havrochas Amechas. On the Indian of Havrochas Amechas. And that's what Rav Chaim Elojener says, the same thing in his Shuvah to Rabbi Yonatan Klippa. But let's see how the Kesef Mishneh explained the Rambam. The Kesef Mishneh apparently did not assume that the Rambam had a different Girsay in the Gemara. And the Kesef Mishneh assumed that the Rambam had the same Girsay, even though the change in the Girsay only involves one letter. I mean, but the Kesef Mishneh assumed that the Rambam was also Girsay. Deitanye, if we are given as Deitanye, not Tanye, so then Ravashi is based upon Hafkos Alvosei. So why does the Rambam say? So why does the Rambam say that if the collector is a Jew, even though he didn't buy the mechas from the Melech, so then it's also to be Mavriya the mechas. It's also to be Mavriya the mechas. So let's see what the Kesef Mishneh says inside. Very strange machines. But the hashtag kidn the avrochem in ameches. Lo yahaveh lo kafkas alvosei. Amai osa lavriach in ameches b'melech hakum. V'shemo yishlema. So, bishlema da the rishenim. They say muches hakum means not just he was appointed as a collector, but he bought it. So then, yamak, so then, If the muches is Israel, then you are mafkia da alvoye of Israel. If the muches who bought it is an akum, so you are mafriach from an akum. Vishemo yishlema, the hocheshane, shehemid amelach Israel, ligves lichelke, the have kilo amelach atzme geveyu, the hashtag, mirvachi mirvoda yeshkil Hashem bidavo. So that's why it's osa. But the Rambam says Geizel Monas HaMalach. The Rambam doesn't talk about Sakone endangering, about Chil Hashem. Does the Rambam mention Chil Hashem here? The Rambam doesn't mention Chil Hashem here. The Rambam mentions Geizel Mipnishu Geizel Monas HaMalach. Avo Akum Shechokar HaMeches Min HaMalach Sheoz Im Yivoda Lo Yie Bidova Sakone Snefoshes Mahashin Amelach Mafsid Bose, who Shomu Shemuter Leavriach Mimenu Ameches, the Havik of Kosovos. So I understand. What is Sakonis Nefoshes and Chil Hashem to do with this again? What does it do? Sakonis Nefoshes, he is a bigger Avera than Gezel and than anything else. But the Rambam emphasizes the Gezel aspect. So what's the Pshat in the Gezel Mishnah? Now let's see how the Mechaba passes that La'aloch in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Samach Tes. Simon Shin Samachtes and Chesh Mishpet Samachtes and Chesh Mishpet. So Siv Vov Bamedvor Mamurim Shamuches Kelistim Bizman Shamuches Aku Oi Muches Eimid Meilov Oi Muches Eimid Machmas HaMelech Vein Lei Kitzvo El Likriach Mashi Yirse אבל מוכה שפוסקי המלך הוא איטיל דובו קוצו ואפילו ציבו שישראל יתנייסה מן האקום מכל מוקים מקרה דובו קוצו וכל איש. You see how far the law requires us to be honest towards the government. I mean, of course, most Jews would say, if the Melech is such an anti-Semite that he applies a higher rate of taxes vis-a-vis the Jews, so it's a mitzvah not to pay taxes. It's the biggest mitzvah. And you'll be able to get the Heter Meir Rabbonim for that mitzvah. I mean, very quickly, today. The Ramo mentions in the name of the Marik that even the Melech is not a liberal. He's an anti-Semite, after all. If the Melech says that Goyim have to pay 10% and Jews have to pay 15% of their income, isn't that anti-Semitic? Of course it's anti-Semitic. So it's not mutar, you know, to refuse to pay taxes. This is what Halacha requires of the Jews, you see. So he says, so it's still Dinei D'Malchus. V'afilu tzivo sh'Yisroel v'kneisa me'akum mikol mokim mikrei d'vokotzov l'cholish. Even though Jews have to pay a higher rate. Of course, I mean, in this country where there is a constitution that guarantees against discrimination, so then we have to fight it, because under the Dinei Malchus it's not legal. But if under the Dinei Malchus it's legal, so we owe it to the Malchus. V'emid muches Yisroel l'gveisi l'melech v'neida, so the Mechaba paskos like the Rambam, v'neida she'odom ze ne'emon v'nimeisi klum al ma she'gozar ha'melech eini v'cheskas gazlen משום דדינא דמלכוסא דינא, ולא יוריד, אלא שהמבריח ממכס זה, אין ורא לא יסיץ. So the Ramo pulled it. What? סימן שין סמכתס, סיבו, ולא יוריד, אלא שהמבריח ממכס זה, so לושנה רמב"ם is גזל מונס המלך. So אין ורא מפני שהוא גזל מונס המלך. The Ramo pulled it. So what we see that Ramo doesn't agree with Rabbi Yonatan Flipman. Rabbi Yonatan Flipman, well, he could say maybe he does agree as far as the Rambam is concerned, but the Ramo himself holds that there is a season. In other words, that Gezel Akum that is Oser is not on the basis of a new Yisrael that is deduced from the Chalutz Kolam, but it involves the love of Lisigzel. So far. So he says, Harizei veir al Lisigzel, mipnei shu gezel monas ha-melech, bein shoyo melech Yisrael, bein shoyo melech Akum. Vichein im Yisrael kona ha-meches, me ha-melech ha-mabriach ha-tzmei, harizei gezel Yisrael shekone. Then, the Ramo says, v'yei she'imrim, דאפילו ידוע, דא ישראל לקריח יריסה מן הקצבו, מכל מוקים עושו להבריח ממנו דובר הקוצוף. דהבר כי גזל מן הגזלן דיוסה. עבור עם קוני עקום, איזמותה. משום דהבר כי אפקוס על ווסי, דשורי במוקים דלקי חילו להשם. לקי חילו להשם. So that's the כסף משנס תרץ. The כסף משנס, the כסף משנס יום, that I'm...